The Sunday Business Show on Today FM.
0874-100-102 is the number that you need for your shout outs or live at todayfm.com. Now, we were talking about the music business and we've told you how to write your hit single. Now you need to mooch with those music moguls. And how are you going to do that? How are you going to get introduced to them? By Anderson, of course. Who is Anderson? It's an Irish-made app co-founded by Neil Dunn that connects all in the industry worldwide. Morning, Neil.
Good morning. How are you?
Before we forget, you better shout out for your co-founder, and then we'll get into the business.
Yeah, poor old Zach is sick in New York at the moment.
So. Oh, sick in New York. That sounds like the name of a song.
It does.
Anderson. There's a word, there's a reason why it's called Anderson.
There is indeed, yeah. So A&R is the music industry term for fresh music discovery. So it's just a play on A&R.
How did you come up with the idea?
So my background and Zach's background is music management. We've been combined working in the industry for over 10 years, and the whole process of music discovery wastes time, wastes money. It's something that we've had to deal with, and it's something that everyone within the industry has to deal with. So it was through that we were like, we really need to find a solution to this. And we didn't stumble across it. Zach had it on a piece of paper, handed it to me, and we sort of fleshed it out since.
No, you stumbled on it.
You stumbled on it.
How does it work?
So we use audio analysis and predictive analytics to directly link unsigned musicians with industry executives. So if on the band side, if you're looking for a manager, promoter, booking agent, record label, you're looking to get your song onto radio, whatever it is, we look after that for you, create a profile, you pull in all your social stats. On the industry side, if you're looking for someone who sounds 75% like Beyonce between 18 and 25 in 50 kilometres of Dublin, we deliver you that list. So at the moment, there's several other platforms that use word tagging. And as you can see, I don't look or probably sound anything like Beyonce, but at the moment I can tell people I do. And there's other ones that rely solely on social stats.
But Beyonce was in front of me now, I can tell you, she could just talk away there and I just lie, sit back and just...
And what about when I'm here?
No, you're right, you're not Beyonce, sorry. Back to the business. You might actually make as much money as Beyonce, though, because you were telling me that there is a company, because I was asking you, were there similar companies? And yeah, there was one recently sold for...
So Instrumental have just been bought by Warner for $12 million.
And that is nowhere near to what you want.
No, it's... Like, they answer part of the problem. The problem is defragmentation of the music discovery process.
Worldwide. Because you are a world app.
We are. We're a global company. I guess the structure and the support comes from Ireland, but I guess with our international, the team is international. We've got Zach from America, David, our director of marketing, who's worked for over 25 years in the likes of Sony and EMI on a global level. So we're Irish company, global reach.
I'm amazed that nobody has done this internationally before.
Yeah, so again, there are platforms out there trying to strive to fix this problem. They're using word tagging, they're using social stats, but no one is really answering it with what this industry is built on, which is music. We are audio analysis. We understand how musicians work, and we understand how the industry works, and we're trying to use the best.
There's a word I haven't heard for a very long time. Do you remember there used to be sticky websites? That's a lot. Actually, probably before you were even born, there were sticky websites. You have actually a bit of success already. You have 14,000 musicians, am I right?
Yeah, pre-subscribed. So we're...
That's not bad.
It's good, yeah. No, it's something...
And that's in Ireland mostly, is it?
Yeah. Predominantly Irish musicians. Yeah. There's a few international, and we were just over in New Orleans at Collision and Relics in New York.
You had to go, didn't you?
We had to pull in. That was good. We were pulling in industry side, and a few musicians came up to us as well. But we're constantly taking in beta subscriptions, because if you sign up now, you get your first 3 months free.
And how do you make your money?
So we have three revenue streams. We take a subscription from the artist, commensurate to the streaming platforms, a premium subscription. We sign a contract with the industry, which is based off breadth of scope. So whether you're a major label or a small-time booker, you're going to be paying for a different price. And then our third is a success fee of successful deals signed through our app.
And do you want to quantify any of the above? Is it like €5 a month?
Or so for musicians, it's $9.99, which is, again, a month.
That's all right.
Again, it's the same as what they'd be paying on other services, except we're actively looking to promote them. Whereas okay. the likes, if I may call out the behemoth.
Don't get me in trouble.
The behemoth that is Spotify, who just throws you into this digital void. It's quite interesting at the moment. They're now also self-producing music and maintaining all the royalties to it. So I guess what we're trying to do is trying to give that sort of small guy a leg up and connect him with the right person at the right time.
So that is the artist pays you $9.99. What about the big deals? I'm always interested in the big deals.
So,
what's your success fee?
It really depends. It's going to be commensurate to a management contract, which tends to be 20% gross. But again, it really depends on the contract that we work out with the industry.
Early days, you'll probably do it for less.
We try not to undersell ourselves. We know what we're doing is.
And you told me not to mention it, but on Tuesday you're meeting with Warner Music.
Yeah, we're meeting with all the big players over in the UK.
Fantastic.
On Monday and Tuesday.
So
in London.
Like it's getting traction.
It is. Yeah, no, it's really exciting. As we were talking about earlier, we're looking at completing the seed round. So
of how much?
So we've pulled in 120, 100 from an Irish angel and 20 of our own personal investment. We're looking at pulling in 430 more for 21%.
And will Enterprise Ireland match that?
So we're HPSU approved. We've yet to decide whether to get it go into the matching scheme.
They only take 10%.
They do, yeah. But Enterprise Ireland have been fantastic. We're working with a really great mentor, Rory Boland, who's been invaluable. We also work closely with the likes of Continuum, with Colin Meagle, who's just offered us hours, days of his time, pro bono. And I think for us, it's about taking the right deal at the right time. So we're in talks with a few VCs. And
if Team SBS wants to back you, can they back you?
100%.
How can they do that?
In any way.
But you're not crowdfunding or anything like that?
We're not in the crowdfunding at the moment. It's something we've been approached about a few times. It's not something we're ready to talk about until it gets to that point.
But what you're looking for is music angels.
Yeah, effectively. Yeah. Or tech angels. Like what we're building is a big data platform.
Mm. So you want smart money.
Exactly.
Okay. And again, you want
430 for 21%.
A mere 430.
Mere 400. If anyone has it in their back pocket, you know.
Probably do. Okay, Neil Dunn, thank you so much for joining us. That is Neil Dunn of Anderson, A-N-D. Or S-O-N, there's no E. So it's A-N-D or S-O-N, Neil Dunn, Anderson. Thank you so much. And when you get your money, will you come back to us on the Business Show? We're going to take a quick break, after which time we are going to talk about pillows, believe it or not.
The Sunday Business Show on Today FM.